CII Radio, the media voice with a global footprint. Tune in now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Bumper to Bumper. It's Friday night. My name is Ziad Plachis, and with me is Brother Jamil Ismail. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Brother Jamil. How are you this evening?
Wa alaikum salam, Ziad. I'm doing well. It's like it's a nice start now, you know. Everyone's back to school. Traffic is literally just, it's going crazy.
On that note, I just want to make an announcement. There was an accident on the N1 South just after Samrand when I was coming here. To the other side of the world. So just be careful with that. It looked like nobody was on the scene, so it had just happened. N1 South, slow-moving traffic, multi-vehicle accident.
Sure. Is there any fatalities?
I'm not sure, because like I said, it just happened, so okay. I don't know. Yeah. But yeah.
Okay. Hopefully everything gets back to normal, because as it is on a Friday afternoon, traffic is pretty backed up, but it's going south, right?
So, south, yeah.
Okay, if you live in Pretoria and work in Joburg, it won't affect you.
If you live in Pretoria and you work in Joburg, yeah. But if you live in Joburg and you work in Pretoria, then it
Which hardly anyone does.
Is it?
I think it's definitely more the other way around. Like, more people live in Pretoria. It's cheaper to live in Pretoria.
Is it?
Yeah, compared to Joburg. Joburg is... It's expensive.
We should do a comparison on another show. But yeah, it's our back to school edition tonight. Why back to school? Because it was the first day of school. Matrix just got the results.
Why do I feel like... So what happened was yesterday I was driving past the filling station and I saw like this like commotion, you know? And I even forgot about it. Why did they get the results so late? Aren't they like supposed to be going to campus now?
The teachers take long to mark. I don't know what the reason is, because I can remember.
This was like
20 years ago. I got my results, I think it was the 30th or the 31st of December or something.
I remember it being December.
Yeah.
How else are you going to have a good holiday?
Well, that's the thing now. I think...
imagine now you went for holiday. Your parents took you to Dubai or something. Come January and it's like...
But there was a lot of, people that, like, after that, because they failed or whatever. We won't get into it. But there was a lot of reasons, I suppose, why they moved the dates.
Okay. No, I completely forgot about it.
Yeah. Really. So private schools, I think, got yesterday midnight, and then today was public schools. So congratulations to all the matrix who have passed. And, yeah. So we're talking about first day back at school. I believe you know all about that.
Yeah, I do. I do. It was my daughter's first day at grade R.
Okay.
Yeah. Really exciting.
Right.
Scary also.
Yeah.
She's going to like an actual school now. But it does, I mean, she really enjoyed it.
Okay. And then in terms of traffic flow in and out of the school.
So let me tell you, a drive which would have taken me 10 minutes took me 36 minutes.
So long.
I know.
No, try living in Midrand and getting out of the traffic in the morning.
Listen, right? I have to pass, I think it's like 6 schools to get to our school.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was, it was literally like an on-off switch that someone hit. Like Wednesday, the roads were just a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And, we knew that was going to happen. Everyone had to go back to school eventually.
Yeah.
And, apart from that, it was pretty chill.
Okay. So in terms of safety, do you teach your child anything, you know, like, yes, God forbid something happen?
Yeah. A seatbelt is a non-negotiable.
Okay.
Right. And generally for both my kids, they sit in the back seat.
Okay.
The whole leaning out of the window, sunroof, like it doesn't happen. Other safety, I guess, when they're getting off the vehicle. So I always get off on the side where there's no traffic, so on the side of the pavement. And yeah, that's about it really.
Car seats.
Definitely for the small one. Even though my, like I said, my little girl is going to be out, she has a booster seat as well. So yeah, definitely car seat, strapped at all times, just good safety. You know?
What's the legal age, do you know, of how, when they can stop using the car seat?
So what's weird about this that you're mentioning, I've actually seen a car seat with the age that goes from 7 to, I think it was 10 years old. Now, I mean, a 10-year-old kid is in my mind, like, big for a car seat, isn't it?
My son is about that age.
No he's way. Still, yeah, he's 10.
Yeah, he's 9.
And he sits in a car seat? Yes, yeah. He does. Okay, so what is the age?
I thought it was 9 years old.
Why are you examining me?
No. I'm asking you because...
You had the answer. Why are you asking me a difficult question for nothing? It's Friday.
No, I don't know what's the legal limit. That's why I'm asking you. But I thought it was 9 years old, but now you're saying that there's car seats for up to 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting to find out what is the legal age. I mean, like you say, they are, by the age of 10, they can sit in a seat properly.
Mm.
He likes to sit in
there's
the car seat.
There's kids in Roshni at age 10 that are driving.
That's another province. Country. Have you ever been to Roshni on like Eid day or like a weekend? Or
today, have I been there on a weekend? I've been there for a wedding, so it had to be on a weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you've seen the cars that are there.
So I don't like every person is a car dealer in Roshni.
No, but I mean like they talk about Sandton's being the richest square mile. If you go to Roshni, I mean like...
It's only...
Yeah.
Yeah, I know there's all these... Really fancy cars, you know?
Yeah. Do we have any listeners from Roshni?
From Tell Bhopal. Us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because also people don't say they're from Roshni anymore. It's very confusing. They say they're from Bhopal.
Why is it?
I don't know. Just maybe being a bit more vague.
Oh.
Yeah.
But a lot of people have moved out of Roshni. So they moved to other places in the Bhopal. Maybe that's why.
Oh. Okay.
You know like how like it's no longer, you live so in Lodium.
Like, you like, go to like... Raslow or Elgo,
yeah.
And then if you were...
So you live in Pretoria?
Yeah.
You say you live in Pretoria?
No, they say Centurion.
Oh, is it Centurion?
Yeah.
Is that where you live?
Yes.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Where I love.
Okay.
And then I know if you're from Lens, you find yourself in like Greenside and Merentia.
Yeah, North Bluff.
Yeah, all of that. And I think Mayfair is straight into Houghton, right?
Also, they're moving into like Killarney,
yeah.
Greenside. Yeah. And then Marlborough is obviously into like Kelvin, Sandton.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everyone's moved out.
So
of
when are you moving to Sandton?
To Sandton?
Yeah.
Why?
You stay in
I don't live in Marlborough. No, but back to our safety. Have you taught your kids anything about like kidnapping and hijackings? Because I mean, it's like quite... Life among
so
smaller
to be honest
kids,
with you, I know this is not an ideal thing, right? But we've kind of grown my kids up with this notion that everyone is good, and I, it's obviously. I mean, I just feel like at their age right now, they don't need to know, you know, like bad things happen.
Okay.
If that makes sense. So I'm not sure if it's a good way of dealing with things, but I think it was just easier on them, like.
Okay. But you, in your mind, you have a action plan.
In terms of hijacking?
Anything that, you know, that compromises you, your safety,
so
your
look,
kids.
In terms of, like, driving, the one thing that I always, always do is I always leave that, you know, that safe distance, basically, when you stop. And I'm also, like, a very vigilant person. Like, I always be checking, like, all around. And in fact, it's happened to me once, where we got to a robot. And a guy came up from the one side trying to break the window, and I drove off before he could do it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, but in terms of like the kids, I don't think I have like a plan or a strategy.
Okay.
But I also like try not to travel like very late with them or like in areas where I know it's like a possibility.
Okay.
Do you have like a...
So I actually went on a Suzuki safety course,
Okay.
right, a few years back. I think there's some videos on YouTube as well, on ilovetoday.com's YouTube. And one of the things was anti-hijacking,
Right.
and especially for your kids. So one of the things they said, which was quite interesting, we normally put, and I am culprit of that, we normally put our car seats, the kids' car seat, on the opposite side, not behind us, on the driver's side, passenger side at the
Right.
back,
Yeah.
so
So
that you
like
can see
across,
them. Yeah.
yes. And also like for example, if you have a little baby, right? If they spit out their dummy or something, and you need to like reach and give it, it's very difficult on the side behind you.
And they said, while that is good, like for those reasons, in terms of if you need to get out of the car quickly
Yes.
in, one of those
I
situations,
get you. I get
you
you.
have it at the back of your seat because you open your door and then you open their door as well so that you can get them out as quickly as possible, especially if it's a small baby or something, because that's your priority
Right.
in that situation.
I think that's probably any parent's greatest fear, that in the event of a hijacking, they leave with your child.
Yeah. But that's why they say, and then the other thing is they said if you have two kids and you have an older kid, then you teach the older kid to open their door. So they would obviously be on the side where you can see
Yes,
them.
yes.
They open the door and then they can either come around the car or obviously, like leave the car. So I know we don't want to think that it would ever happen. We don't want to teach our kids that bad things happen. But I think it's like important safety tips just to, like it can be a game. It doesn't have to be like, there's bad things.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can make it fun for them. Like if daddy has to get out of the car quickly and then you need to, we're going to the shops and, like make it a race or something.
Get what you're saying,
But I think it is very important because I mean last was it last year the year before kids were on their way to school. I think it was in Polokwane. Can you remember?
Oh, yes, the kidnapping. That was a
Yes.
proper, yeah. I remember that. Was it last?
Well, the year before,
Whatever
I
it
can't
is,
remember, but like quite recently. So those are safety tips that we should teach our kids.
yes.
After the break.
So I think we have a break in a few minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 7:45.
7:45.
So because of Mahrib, for anyone asking, because we get all these messages saying, "Are you guys not on today?" No, it's not. It's just because of Maghrib Salah that we delay a little bit. And for the next few weeks, we'll be starting at 7:15. So don't panic if at 7:05 you don't hear Ziad's voice.
So 7:15.
7:15, yeah.
Okay. So we're allowing everybody to read their Maghrib and
Yes.
including us. Okay, so back to school, right? We just said matric's finished their matric and they're going to university. Are there any listeners, matrics, that have finished school and their parents have gifted them a car?
Sure, that's such an exciting thing, you know that.
Did you get?
I did. It wasn't a new car, but let me tell you. Okay, firstly, do you believe that a kid should get a like a new car?
What do you mean?
Like, before, like back in the day, like now, I don't know why, but like, let's say, for example, a kid goes to campus, right? Their
Yeah.
parents will buy them like an espresso, a Swift, a Picanto or something, but like a
Yeah.
brand new car.
Yeah.
In our time, you got like either a hand-me-down or a scrap car, let's be honest, right? And I think your father or whatever it is will try and make you like feel better because you take like the scrap car that's like 20 years old and just put like a set of wheels over it. Like, no, it's the perfect campus car. And there's like secondhand city golfs and tasers and stuff. And now if you go to like a campus, it's like mainly new cars.
But I think
Tell me you realize that though.
No, but even when I was at campus, there were a few people that could afford to have new cars. Their parents bought them brand
Is
new
it?
cars. Yeah.
Did you get a?
No, I didn't
Okay.
get them.
Okay.
I didn't get any of those presents. But I mean, the thing is, I didn't expect it either. But oh, what was I saying now? I think your question comes in that we had, not that they don't have the knowledge now to fix the car, you know, like if the spark plug comes out, or like all these funny things that go with having a secondhand car. It's just people want to be sure that their kids are safe, right? So they don't mind spending 2 or 3 grand a month on a new car, and they know that their kid is, you know, got all that. If anything happens, it's under warranty.
And also, I think the safety features in new cars.
Yeah.
Okay, I get you.
Plus, I think also a lot of families use it as a runaround car because the kid is not at campus all the time. So, you know, like almost like it's your car, but if I need to use the espresso to go to the shop, I'd rather use my three
I can
series.
see what type of father you're going to be. Driving around in Isa's car.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I
I
can
think
see
so.
it. Yes.
Are you going to buy your kids new cars?
To be honest with you, I think I'd buy my daughter a new car.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll buy my son a new car.
Why?
You know, there's a lot that, like, I'm being dead serious, right? That I've learned regarding a car because my first car was such a junk.
But that's what I'm saying.
Like, I knew that, like, listen, this sound is the alternator. You know, the battery makes this sound if it's dead.
Yeah.
It sounds like my wheel bearings or, you know, like control arm bushes. Like, all these things were like, I think my father got me that car at a point where all these things started packing up. So, within the first year, I learned all, like, all of that stuff, you know? And, like, obviously, slowly, you learn to, like, fix things because you're stuck on the side of the road or whatever it is. You need to make a plan, you know? And I think it's very, very valuable information.
But you see, that's now we say that's one of the reasons why it's not safe for kids nowadays. Like when we were growing up, it was fine to stop on the side of the road and fix your car. Someone would actually come and help you fix your car.
Yeah, I get
Now,
you.
nowadays, you're stuck on the side of the road, it's a bit dodge.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe for the safety aspect of things. Okay, I'll buy them both maybe a car.
Okay, you heard it. Jamila's confessed she's gonna buy
Inshallah.
them both brand new cars. But talking about brand new cars, we spoke about the Toyota Vitz last year being our
Yes.
best of my first car.
Yeah, perfect time to touch on that subject again with so many kids going back to campus, parents obviously in the market for new cars. Well, what else do you think would be, call it suitable first cars?
So what do you think is a reasonable price?
Price
Like price
range.
tag, we think 250, is that a reasonable
Yeah, I would
price
say
range
that's reasonable for a new
for a new
first
car?
car. Yeah.
Okay. So Suzuki obviously dominates that category.
I think they probably got what, three vehicles that would fall under that category.
So we've got the Suzuki Espresso.
Yes.
That's 175,000, if I'm
Okay.
not mistaken. Pricing obviously would have changed this year.
Mm-hmm.
Celerio is
Right.
189,000.
Right.
The Swift,
Yes.
206.
Let me tell you, a Swift secondhand is a very good vehicle, eh? If you're buying a
Secondhand.
secondhand Swift, like what I'm saying secondhand is you really got a nice discount on the vehicle and it's very reliable.
No, definitely. I think in the new and the used car market, Suzuki, like we always say, it's Suzuki, it's bumper to bumper.
Suzuki to Suzuki.
Yeah. And then there's the Baleno as well. It's 248, it's just under 250.
Okay. Sure. And that would be a nice car. Do you know why? You can use it for campus, but then you won't outgrow the vehicle. So you can use it like into your first job. You can be married with a Baleno. Like, I mean, that car could actually be a very, very good starter bag.
And your parents could also use
Definitely.
it.
Like, seriously, I mean, it's a big enough vehicle. It's a comfortable drive. Honestly, that car could last, it could be in your family for 10 years.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's already four cars.
I don't think there'll be a manufacturer that has more vehicles in the...
In that category?
Yes.
No, there isn't. So, the other players in that category would obviously be the Toyota Vitz.
Right.
They also around...
Price in the Vitz, yes?
So, I know... It starts from about 190, but they were running a special where you get like 20,000
yes,
off.
Yes.
So I think 170, if I'm not mistaken, 169,900. The Renault Kwid.
Okay.
It's 193. Not my favorite in the category though.
Yeah, I know you're against the Kwid, eh?
I'm not against the Kwid. I just feel in terms of the others, like the Vitz and the Celerio, the Espresso, the Baleno, you know, like all those,
yes.
if you're looking at those cars, like under 250,000, it's not going to be my first choice. I mean, it's very capable. We took it to Swartkops and we had fun with it.
Yeah.
And it's, in terms of safety, you know, like people always say, oh, this thing is just going to topple over or it's going to crash.
But do you remember the first gen goods? That was lavish.
Yeah.
That was bad. So, yeah, they have really come, put it a long way with the Kwid. But like you're saying, it won't be my top three.
Yeah, because they're all going to be Suzuki's. So another one is the Kia Picanto.
Nice. Did you see the new one that's coming out this
Very
year?
Nice.
It's stunning.
Yeah.
It's absolutely stunning. But it's not going to fall under the 250. I don't
no.
think so.
It will obviously
be. It just
be
looks expensive.
But the Kia Picanto has, I mean, when Hyundai and Kia came to South Africa, it was the budget vehicle. Now they've moved into premium. So you can't expect even their budget line, like a Kia Picanto, to still be in that
yeah.
budget line.
Yeah.
So then the competitor to the Kia Picanto is the Hyundai Grand i10 that starts from 235.
That was a very nice guy. In fact, I sat in the one that you had,
right? Yeah.
And then I remember my father had it as well.
Oh, that was the sedan. This
right.
is the hatch.
Okay, so even the sedan, what really shocked me about that vehicle is the pricing, because I only learned the pricing afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, really.
Okay, but let's take an ad break and then we continue after the ad.
Okay.
Live from Africa and to the rest of the world, this is CII Radio, independent, authentic, and dedicated to you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to Bumper to Bumper. It is the back to school edition. We're talking about first cars. We spoke about the Suzuki Espresso, the Celerio, the Toyota Vitz, the Renault Kwid, the Suzuki Swift, the Kia Picanto, the Hyundai Grand i10, and the Suzuki Baleno, all under 250,000 rand. Two cars that actually fall just outside the 250,000 rand mark are the Toyota Starlet and the VW Polo Vivo.
So the Starlet, that means the Suzuki.
Yes.
Why are you being extra for nothing? And... the Vivo, if you think you're going to save money, you're really not, because of the high risk. I mean, who wants to put their kid in a Vivo? Would you?
No, because you, like we said, there's a Baleno.
And besides, this is a high risk. It's
yeah,
a very high risk.
It is. So, so that's the cars under 250,000. But like I said, you know, maybe your parents want to get in on the action. But also, there's a new market now. So it's not just the first car. We've got now a market where there's a first-time crossover, right? You had one of them last year.
Which one?
The Citroen C3.
Oh, yeah. That would fall under crossover.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, you're right.
And that was how much? It was, I think it's 230.
230, yeah.
Yeah. So still
it's
under,
starting from.
Yeah. So it's under 250. Bike had the X25. I believe from this year they no longer bring it into the country,
okay.
If I'm not mistaken. That was 220, 219. 900. Suzuki again with the Ignis.
Right. It falls under. I like that car.
Yeah.
This is really cool.
I like the colors that it comes in.
Green, like a teal green.
This. Like a.
Yes, yes. It's a very nice color. And then it also have like this, like, sand color.
The orange. Like the
orange. It's like a brown almost.
No, I don't like the burnt orange.
Let's find out what's the name of it. It looks quite nice.
Okay, so the Suzuki Ignis, that's. Comes in at 225. Mm-hmm. The Nissan Magnite.
Yes.
That's 228.
Right.
The Renault Kiga, which is similar to the Magnite.
Right.
That's 240, 239,
999. Okay.
And then just outside the 250, not just outside, but a little bit more than that, is the Mahindra XUV 300, 268. What do you think of that?
I quite like that car, actually. It's got a nice size, so, you know, it feels quite big. And from the reviews, I haven't driven it yet, but the reviews that I saw on the vehicle, apparently the fuel consumption is amazing.
The fuel consumption was...
Is it a diesel?
The one we had was a diesel.
Okay.
I haven't had the refreshed one, but about 2 or 3 years ago when they came out with it, we had that one. And it was the fuel consumption. It's got like... I wouldn't say like premium features, but premium for that market.
Mm-hmm.
I think it even had a sunroof, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So yeah, 268. And I think Mahindra also is a very underrated brand.
Yes, but I quite like the new ones, like all of them. They look very nice. I really want to drive the Karoo. You know the Karoo?
The pickup.
The pickup.
Yeah.
I just want to, like, I mean, it looks very rugged. I'm not feeling like it's a luxury bucky, but I think it might be a bucky.
It is a bucky, and it's very nice. Okay. It's well-priced. It's got all the features. It does the job. It's not a luxury double cab. It's a double cab, the one that we had, the Karoo.
Mm-hmm. They come pretty decently kitted out, like, you know, they got
looks
the
nice.
Off-road bumpers and something about winches and like it's quite nice.
No, it is. But yeah, the new range, the Scorpio N is basically the Karoo in a SUV type.
But it's also like quite luxury, right? Pretty much.
Luxury in terms of the way it looks, but I'm talking about the drive and feel.
Yeah.
It's very like bucky, like the
really?
Karoo.
Yeah, okay.
I felt. Okay. I preferred the XUV 700 more than the Scorpio N.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think we can push up to about 300,000 in the crossover. What do you think?
Look, then you're getting a frog, so I'm in.
So, okay. So the next on the list, okay, Franx is there, but before we get to that, what do you think of the Chery Tiggo 4 Pro? That's 280.
I think it's a nice vehicle. I've actually driven it.
Yeah.
It's loaded with tech. It's got some really nice, like, nifty little gadgets and features. And I'm going to get the 8 soon.
Okay.
That's actually my next test.
Okay. Mm. So you think that it's...
I think it's worthy. I mean, it's a nice vehicle.
Okay. Then we have your Suzuki Fronx,
right.
289,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's under 300,000. If you're looking over 300,000, we're looking at like the Honda WRV. But I think keep it under 300,000, you're still getting quite a decent car. Mm-hmm. So we've got how many Suzukis in the budget?
It's crazy. I mean, if you think about it. Like, I know that the vehicles are call it, like, aimed at, like, more the value-seeking buyer or budget-conscious buyer. But the fact that they have so many different vehicles where it will fit into your budget, but you can choose, like, even body styles and things.
Yeah.
Do you want, like, a hatchback? Do you want a crossover? Do you want a... It's quite nice.
Yeah. No, I think they have cars for everyone.
Yeah.
Mala, खुदा जो जहान सारा चला रहा वही सबको रिस्क दे रहा वो खिला रहा वो पिला रहा
वो तेरा खुदा जो जहान सारा चला रहा वही सबको रिस्क दे रहा वो खिला रहा वो पिला रहा
वही सूरतों को बनाता है मसूरी में कमाल वो वही सूरतों को बनाता है मसूरी में कमाल वो अंधेरों में वो उजालों में है सभी की शक्लें बना रहा वो अंधेरों में वो उजालों में है सभी की शक्लें बना रहा जरा गौर कर जरा फिक्र कर वही रात दिन को हिला रहा वो सुला रहा वो जगा रहा वही रात दिन को हिला रहा वो सुला रहा वो जगा रहा
वो मेरा खुदा वो तेरा खुदा जो जहान सारा चला रहा
जहान में तू नजर घुमा वही कायनात में चार सू तुझे कुदरते हैं दिखा रहा वही कायनात में चार सू तुझे कुदरते हैं दिखा रहा
वो तेरा खुदा जो जहान सारा चला रहा वही सबको रिज़्क दे रहा वो खिला रहा वो पिला रहा
लगाल दिल तू खुदी को अपनी भी वक्त दे तू कलाम रब से लगा ले दिल ये खुदा की सारी है आयतें ये खुदा की बातें सुना रहा ये खुदा की सारी है आयतें ये खुदा की बातें सुना
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Bumper to Bumper. Maaf, we do apologize for the inconvenience. We are having a bit of technical difficulty with our load shedding. But I think we'll just wrap up for tonight. We were talking all about back to school cars under 250,000 rand. I'll put all that up on B2BCII on our social media pages. You can also see my article on ilabza.com. And yeah, just have a safe week, Brother Jamil. Anything from your side?
Just be safe. Remember your journey to ours. Remember there's kids on the road with you in the car. Just be out of sight.
And remember Brother Shafat's family in your du'as. May Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah. Ameen. Have a good week, and we will chat next week, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
CII Radio, the media voice with a global footprint. Tune in now.